Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's time for your daily dose of all things Chicago sports. This is the Daily Score. Now, here's your host, Mark Grody.
Hello and welcome into the Daily Score. I am indeed Mark Grody. Thank you so much for listening or watching on YouTube and supporting the show. And if you support it and you want to take it a step further and subscribe, that's great for all of us. But then we all become a little bit more sustainable with this product that is happening right now, the Daily Score. And I did it. I did my second mock draft 2.0. If you do one mock draft, the way the waters of the NFL go now, you must do a second mock draft. And I have done that. If you may recall, or maybe not, in my first mock draft, I did have the Bears taking Caleb Williams, number one overall. I then had the Bears trading down to the 13 spot where the Vegas Raiders are. And I had the Bears taking a tight end in Brock Bowers. I have done things differently this time, at least with the 9 pick. I think you know where I'm going to go with the number one overall pick. But let me go through this with you guys. Got a few minutes to do it. I did a 15-player mock draft. I mean, the idea was to do the Bears, but I thought, yeah, I'll throw in 15 teams just for the hell of it and give a little synopsis on each of the teams. So without further ado, Mark Grody, mock draft 2.0, which will require the readers. All right. With the number one overall pick in the 2024 draft, the Bears do select quarterback Caleb Williams, USC. It's the move the Bears have had to make all along. While building around Justin Fields would not have been negligent, Williams simply represents an undeniable temptation whose skills check all the boxes for an elite NFL quarterback. That's what I wrote about Caleb Williams. I don't think that there's much more that needs to be said to state the case for Caleb Williams. So I will leave it at that for the Bears. At number one, Caleb Williams will be their guy. And I can't wait to be, you know, one of the reporters on the ground floor of Caleb Williams's career. I was very excited about being on the ground floor of Mitch Trubisky's career as well. My first year, 2018, covering the Bears. Justin Fields, very exciting as well to be on the ground floor of that. But there's a rumble about Caleb Williams that I think is different maybe than any other player the team has drafted in their history. And that includes some pretty big names. I mean, and maybe it's just the nature and the social media environment that we live in. But I think you know what I mean about Caleb Williams, number one. All right, let's move on. Number two overall, I have the Washington Commanders going with quarterback Jaden Daniels. This is a change for me. Last month, I had Drake May in that spot, but I go with Jaden Daniels here, LSU, the quarterback. he's just gained a lot of steam since the combine. He was impressive there. He smells like leadership too, like just getting to talk to him and just the way he comports himself. Like, I think Jaden Daniels is going to be really good. Caleb Williams is number one, but I do have the Commanders now taking Jaden Daniels at number two, the quarterback out of LSU. Number three, I have the New England Patriots taking quarterback J.J. McCarthy from Michigan. And I wrote there, you just know they will. Once I heard that the report that J.J. McCarthy made the visit to the Patriots, and I'm sure they've visited with multiple top quarterbacks, once I heard that, and yeah, it's because of Tom Brady. And yeah, it's because Tom Brady went to Michigan. And it's because Tom Brady was underestimated what he could do with the passing game. All of that. So I'm falling for it, and I'm thinking the Patriots might fall for it too. Patriots going J.J. McCarthy at number three. I love that there's a ticker, by the way. If you're watching on YouTube, Ray Diaz, just, man, got the little ticker down there so you could see what I did in the meantime. All right. Number four, the Arizona Cardinals, I do believe will select wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. out of Ohio State. I wrote, he could help eliminate some of the gray area surrounding Kyler Murray. Because there is still, like, we saw Kyler Murray. That's a pretty good product still in the NFL. But it doesn't feel like it's on the same trajectory as it was when his career first started. Like, he was heading towards superstar, I thought. And he has fallen off of that, like, wavering between good and star, depending on which week you see him. And obviously, injuries have played a big part, too. Huge part with Kyler Murray. So, yeah, I think that he could help their cause. And obviously, a talent like Marvin Harrison Jr., I think, although he's lost a little bit of steam, it feels like, too, I think somebody like him is going to make anybody better. I think that's their best bet. The Los Angeles Chargers, I have them taking at number five, offensive tackle Joe Alt out of Notre Dame. Left tackle for the next 7 or 8 years in L.A. has Jim Harbaugh written all over it. He's got the quarterback. Now give the quarterback an offensive line because that's Jim Harbaugh style. Like, doesn't matter that it's Justin Herbert. This man will, Jim Harbaugh, he will create a running game that will probably be near the top in the NFL. And, you know, it starts by picking whoever you think the best offensive lineman is in the draft. And I think that that guy, the most valuable player in the draft on the offensive line, is Joe Alt out of Notre Dame. So I think that's who the Chargers will take at number five. Number six, the New York Giants. I had them taking J.J. McCarthy in the first draft, but I think you're like, Drake, how about Drake? Yes, they will take quarterback Drake May, North Carolina. May hasn't done anything wrong. It's just that Jaden Daniels has bigger upside and J.J. McCarthy has GMs trying to outsmart themselves right now. I don't think J.J. McCarthy should go three overall, but I just think that's going to happen. But whatever. Drake May, I think, going to end up with the Giants at number six. That's a score for the Giants. That's a really big score for them if that's the way it goes down. And I assume it will go down like this. Bears. At number seven, the Tennessee Titans will take left tackle Olufashinu, Penn State. And I just wrote simply for Tennessee, just keep doing your young quarterback favors. Keep doing it. Keep going in that direction. Brought in Calvin Ridley. Whoa. Yeah. At number eight, the Atlanta Falcons, I believe, will take defensive end Dallas Turner. The Falcons have all the cool pieces on offense. Now get to the quarterback. So Atlanta at number eight, Dallas Turner, defensive end, Alabama. And now we come to the Bears. The Bears at number nine, Chicago Bears. Wide receiver Rome Odunze, Washington. I wrote, the idea that the Bears have enough at wide receiver or the receiver position is football blasphemy. Until we can safely stop using words like Johnny and Morris in our wide receiver chats, just keep loading up And don't feel like it's gluttonous, because that's not. It's required, in fact. Odunze gives you size, speed, and strong route running. And for whatever it's worth, he was one of the most engaging athletes that I had a chance to speak to at the Combine back in February. So I'm on the Rome Odunze train. That's what I think the Bears should do at number 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Jets at 10. There's where Malik Nabers goes. The wide receiver out of LSU. The Packers were allergic to drafting wide receivers in the first round for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. So Rodgers, now with the Jets, he will be pleased greatly over my mock draft anyway. Minnesota, I mean, a lot of people have them moving up to get a quarterback. I don't think it's going to happen because I don't think that those teams are going to want to give up that opportunity. So I think that at number 11, the Minnesota Vikings will go defensive end Jared Verse. Out goes Danielle Hunter. In comes Jared Verse. At 12, the Denver Broncos quarterback Michael Penix Jr. out of Washington. Penix may be a reach at number 12, Grody wrote, but Sean Payton will melt without a high-profile quarterback. And Jarrett Stidham currently is QB1 with Denver. Ben DiNucci is the backup. That should not leave many questions. At number 13, I have the Raiders taking tight end Brock Bowers out of Georgia. The former NFL GM Randy Mueller said that I'd be crazy to pick a tight end this high, but we've seen the discernible difference an elite tight end can make for a team in 2024. I am in on Brock. So that's Brock Bowers at 13, rounding out the last two here at 14 and 15 for now. The Saints at number 14, I have them taking an offensive tackle, Talis Fuaga, position of need for the Saints. Ineffectiveness and injuries. I think that they're going to go tackle, and I think Fuaga is their guy. And lastly, at number 15, the Indianapolis Colts go defensive tackle Byron Murphy II out of Texas. This is the only guy that I really feel like a boom or bust sort of thing coming for this kid, because not every undersized, hyper, you know, talented defensive tackle is going to play out like Aaron Donald, and we probably have to stop putting that on every undersized, talented defensive tackle. Well, Aaron Donald did it, and he might. Boom is for real, man. So it's possible that we see the boom and not the bust, but I just think that that exists. But I think he, you know, I am personally leaning more towards that's a boom, and the Colts may have themselves a really good player. So that's it. That's my first 15-team NFL mock draft 2.0. Did one of them about a month ago or so. Hope you enjoyed it. And I do welcome your critiques, and let me know what you thought of it on YouTube or wherever you want to interact or wherever you might be able to watch this. I'll find you.
The critiques could include how I was playing with this ticker on the bottom
of
the screen. If you're watching on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, man. I love the ticker.
I had quite a few little glitches.
Oh, yeah. The
first time. We didn't do this on Mock Draft 1.0. So,
We're
learning on the fly with the ticker.
Okay. All right. You
got the hang of it by the end of it.
So leave Ray alone. Do not go at him if you don't like the ticker. I love the ticker. I love that it's there.
I got the hang of it towards the end, but at first it was a little rough. I was like, whoa.
Oh man!
I was not keeping up with the Grody mock draft at first because how it was working. It's more incentive to watch us on YouTube.
Yeah, Ray, you can't keep up with me. You know that. I mean, come on now. I appreciate everybody for listening and watching. I do appreciate Ray Diaz. Put that ticker down there. That ticker is awesome. Thank you all for watching and listening. I appreciate you. This is the Daily Score. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.